This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted that Jammu and Kashmir will be free of terrorism under Narendra Modi government. Replying to the discussion in Rajya Sabha on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor, in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, the Home Minister said, strong action will be taken against terrorists and terror infrastructure will be raised to the ground.
ऐसा जघन्य अपराध कभी नहीं हुआ। धर्म के नाम पर पूछकर चून चून कर इनके परिजनों के सामने मरे छोटी बच्चियां, छोटे बच्चे, वृद्ध माँ, उनकी पत्नियां, उनकी बहनें, इस सब के सामने मारा गया। और क्यों मारा गया? क्योंकि वो संदेश देना चाहते थे कि टेररिज्म से मुक्त हम कश्मीर को नहीं होने। मैं आज इस सदन से उनको संदेश देना चाहता हूँ, कश्मीर आतंकवाद से मुक्त होकर रहेगा, ये नरेंद्र मोदी का संकल्प।
Mr. Shah lauded the role of armed forces and security agencies. The successful operation Mahadev, in which three terrorists involved in Pahalgam terror attack were neutralized.
मैं सबसे पहले ऑपरेशन महादेव के लिए बताना चाहूंगा। परसों ही बहुत लंबे समय से चल रहे हुए एक ऑपरेशन का अंत आया और वो ऑपरेशन के तहत तीन आतंकवादी सुलेमान उर्फ फैजल जट, अफगान और जिब्रान, हमारी सुरक्षा बलों ने इनको मौत के घाट उतार। मानवर सुलेमान ए श्रेणी का लश्कर ए तैयबा का कमांडर था। पहलगांव हमले में उसकी ही राइफल से गोलियां चली थी और उसको हमारे सुरक्षा बलों ने कश्मीर छोड़कर पाकिस्तान भागने नहीं दिए। अफगान भी ए ग्रेड का लश्कर ए तैयबा का कमांडर था और जिब्रान भी उच्च आला दर्जे का लश्कर ए तैयबा का आतंकवादी था।
The Home Minister said that the Pakistan striking capabilities were destroyed during Operation Sindoor and it was brought to its knees. He said the Pakistani side approached India and pleaded with the Indian side to stop the operation. Earlier participating in the discussion, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar refuted mediation claims to stop Operation Sindoor, saying that no phone call was made between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump from 22nd April to 16 June of this year. The Banking Laws Amendment Act 2025 aimed at improving governance standards in the banking sector and ensuring enhanced protection for depositors and investors will come into effect from August 1. The Finance Ministry said the Act, notified on April 15 this year, also seeks to improve audit quality in public sector banks and increase the tenure of directors other than the chairperson and whole-time directors in cooperative banks. The government has announced that the advanced version of the indigenously developed train safety system, Kavach 4.0, is ready for commissioning on the Kota-Mathura section. Speaking in the Lok Sabha yesterday, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw termed it as a significant step towards the modernization of railway safety systems in the country. India and the US marked their maiden space collaboration with the successful flight of a JSLV rocket that placed an Earth observation satellite, NISAR, in a precise orbit. NISAR was jointly developed by ISRO and NASA. According to ISRO, the JSLV has successfully injected NISAR in a designated orbit. The primary objectives of this mission are to study land and ice deformation, land ecosystems and oceanic regions in the areas of common interest to the scientific communities. India has taken note of a statement by the United States President Donald Trump on bilateral trade after he announced 25% tariffs on India starting from 1st August. In a statement, the Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the government is studying its implications. It added that the government will take all steps necessary to secure national interest, as has been the case with other trade agreements. The U.S. Federal Reserve has left its key short-term interest rate unchanged for the fifth time this year, brushing off repeated calls from President Donald Trump for a cut. In cricket, India will look to level the five-match Anderson Tendulkar Test series as they face England in the final and decisive test at the Oval Ground in London today. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India currently trailing 2-1 in the series, have made key changes with Dhruv Jurel coming in for the injured Rishabh Pant. Fast bowler Akash Deep is expected to return to the playing 11 while star pacer Jasprit Bumrah is likely to be rested. And that is the end of this news bulletin.